True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Minicamp Mandatory starts tomorrow out in Ashburn. Ben Standing is with us, as he is every Monday and Friday on this program. Follow him on Twitter, on X, at Ben Standing. He's got a podcast called Last Man Standing, and he writes, of course, for The Athletic. So mandatory minicamp means it's mandatory, or you get fined. Are we expecting Terry McLaurin to show up for mandatory minicamp or not?
I don't know. You know, there is the idea of doing the hold in. So you show up in the building, but don't actually work out, and then guess they can't find you. So there is that possibility. But look, you know, again, we went through this a few years ago with him, and he did stay away. So certainly possible. And if he is trying to, you know, if he and his agent are trying to send a message that they're not happy with the process or whatever Washington is potentially offered, et cetera, then, you know, maybe, you know, you got to, you know, go all in and, you know, make the point ladder. But, we'll find out tomorrow.
We'll find out tomorrow. I would assume that Tunsil will be there, and I would assume that Lattimore would be there. Any belief otherwise?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, I have not heard, nor has there been any reports. Like, both those guys are in, like, sort of contracty situations. They both have some time on their deals, but you know you could justify, hey, or, you know, I mean, I could see in their head they'd be like, hey, you know, why don't we get an extension here? But I have not heard any of that, and I don't see that being the issue. Therefore, you would think they would be here this week for these activities. I mean, Lattimore has not been around at all, and I think, you know, as much as obviously Terry is the main guy, and therefore, you know, garners the most interest, Lattimore's situation to me is the most fascinating because of the, you know, the health situation from last year. You know, where is he at with his hamstrings? You know, these are not like terribly strenuous practices, but, you know, there's going to be at least two in a row, maybe a third, depending on what they do on the last day. You know, is he out there the whole time? Does he take breaks? What's going on? I'm curious to see what he looks like for sure.
If they make him available, what are the questions asked to Marshawn Lattimore?
I guess just, you know, look back at last year, you know, what did you think? You know, right. I'm sure he's not going to say it was a difficult transition, but, you know, between the transition, the injury, and then, you know, when he comes back to be able to play the second time, it's thrust right into the playoffs. I mean, I have not been around him a ton, but, you know, I don't see him as being an overly reflective guy, so I don't know that we're going to get, like, a real answer beyond just, hey, you know, no big deal. You know, I just got to play better, that type of deal, so that stuff. And then also, you know, what did he do this offseason? You know, the hamstrings have been a lingering issue. Has he tried to do anything to, you know, solve the problem? And maybe it's not something that's, you know, solvable, but, you know, where is he at with that. And then, you know, some of the other just basic stuff, you know, what did you, you know, how did you think about your fit here with this system and so on and so on. So I think those would be probably some of the ones off the top of my head.
What are, and other than Lattimore and Terry, what are the other big storylines tomorrow and Wednesday?
I don't know, really. I mean, you know, I think the offensive line is going to be constantly interesting just to see where guys are lining up. Again, it's way too early for anything for that to matter. And particularly on the lines, like it really, like even the, you know, the staff, like, look, we really can't tell too much with the line play and to some degree the running backs as well, until we get into pads. And even then, it's probably until you get to like preseason games. But, you know, how they're lining up, you know, is interesting for sure. You know, with the Josh Connerly, Brandon Coleman, Andrew Wiley situation in particular. You know, with Debo Samuel, just, you know, he's looked fine so far. You know, how does that continue? And, you know, I guess I would also just, you know, broadly, you know, everything has looked hunky-dory in terms of vibe out there. And, you know, just to continue with that, I don't see any reason why that wouldn't continue. But, you know, that to me is, you know, the vibe check is going to be something that I'll keep an eye on throughout the offseason.
Talking to Ben Standig. I don't think we talked about this player last week because we spent a lot of time talking about Terry, talking about Lattimore, talking about Daron Payne and what was said about him. But they seem very excited about Quan Martin, but we did learn something about Quan Martin last year. The injuries and the fact that, you know, he essentially got benched at one point. I didn't remember the specifics of that. Refresh everybody's memory.
Well, he was benched in the off season. It wasn't during the season. And Joe Witt Jr. the other day told us that basically that Quan Martin was making way too many mistakes for his liking and the types of mistakes that were, you know, going to be punitive for this defense. So they, for practice, so they dropped him down to the second unit the following practice. And then the next three practices, according to Joe Witt, Quan Martin was, you know, playing at a much higher level and more or less that continued throughout the year. So, you know, this is a good example of like, you know, when we say, you know, is what do the lineups look like in camp? Sometimes it is just trying different guys in different spaces. And other times it is, hey, we're trying to send a message to you here. But obviously Quan Martin had a pretty good year. You know, none of us knew that he had issues with both shoulders that led to off-season surgery. So the fact that he was able to play, keep going, and, you know, play at a pretty good level says something about his toughness for sure. And, yeah, I mean, I think he's like one of the guys on defense in particular where you're like, okay, what's the upside here? Like there might actually be a legitimate one. You know, I don't know if he's going to be one of the better safeties in the league, but, you know, who knows? We'll see. But, yeah, I think, you know, his development going into his third year, it seems like he's been here a lot longer than 2 years, but his development going into his third year, you know, it's one of those players that I'm not going to say it's going to, like, completely change the defense if he has a really good year, but, you know, there's something there perhaps that'll give this defense a little more pop on the back end.
Speaking of the back end defensively, you know, again, you know, take it for what it's worth. It's OTAs, and this is going to be mini camp upcoming. It's early June. But the early returns or the early word on Trey Amos is that people who watched him last week think they got it right with him. What did you think?
Yeah, I think he did well. I saw some aggregation headline of like Trey Amos locking up Debo Samuel or something, which is garbage. I mean, there's nothing to be locking up here at this point. But yeah, he definitely has looked good. I mean, you know, again, that's of like, you know, look, Josh Connerly, I know Adam Peters said he was sweating it out the whole first round, basically that he would slide there. Okay. I mean, it felt like Connerly, that's the general range he was expected to go, but okay. Whereas, like with Amos, like, you know, it is possible they got a legit deal here based on what, you know, you'd heard pre-draft and, you know, what the way he's discussed, you know, this apparent back injury or concern, maybe had some teams looking in other directions, but, you know, it doesn't sound like that's a big deal. So, yeah, I mean, he could be he could be a big addition for this group. And, you know, to get a cornerback with his size, got good speed, coverage skills, you know, if all that translates and plays out, you know, to have, again, I go back to last year at this time when you were looking at Benjamin St. Juice, Emmanuel Forbes, and Mike Davis is like your basic top three outside corners. Sanders still was in the slot at that point. To go from that to this group, it's just like, whoa. I mean, you know, even if Lattimore doesn't get back to a Pro Bowl level, you know, he's still a pretty solid guy. So, yeah, I mean, this is this group on paper has improved a lot. And I think Amos, with his potential, you know, he'll be on a rookie contract for a few years. I mean, there's a lot of reasons to be excited about that. But, you know, look, I mean, you know, I admittedly, you know, Forbes looked pretty good as a rookie, and then things kind of fell apart. If a rookie at this point of the offseason. So, you know, a long way to go. But, yeah, so far, so good for sure.
Do you think they should have any interest in Jaire Alexander?
Not really. I mean, sure, if the money is right and all that. But, like, I imagine somebody out there, if not multiple somebodies, will offer him enough money to not make it worth Washington's wild. You know, obviously they've got, you know, yeah, I would just say that. I mean, like I said, you know, there's almost every position you could always say you can add more help. But, you know, again, in a realistic sense, assuming Lattimore is good and with Amos and Jonathan Jones and Sanders still, I mean, you know, they're fine there. That's not a position where you're like, wow, what are they going to do at corner? So, no, I would imagine they would get outbid for that, and so be it.
All right, a couple of very early just hunches, all right? Assuming nobody's added to their pass rushing core, who leads the team in sacks in 2025?
Ooh, I mean, Frankie Louvu would be the easy answer. You know, he was number two last year behind Dante Fowler, so there's you know, you think he's still ascending. I guess my sleepery guy would be Dietrich Wise. He's had some decent sack years when he was with New England, and you know, I mean, as we've a lot, if they can get, you know, legit play inside from, you know, Deron Payne and Johnny Newton and Javon Kinlaw and that group, it's going to make it a lot easier, obviously, for the guys on the outside. And, you know, Dietrich Wise is going to give them a pretty effective run defender there. But, yeah, I mean, I think he's got an outside chance. I'm not going to say Payne, even though we've discussed the idea even before Joe Witt Jr. and Dan Quinn praised him last week. You know, that, hey, if he can, you know, return anywhere close to that 2022 form, that would be huge for this group. But, you know, I'm not going to project a defensive tackle who has got eight sacks in the last 2 years to lead the team in sacks. That would be obviously a massive bonus if he did.
I mean, I think Louvu would be my first choice, but I think my second choice would be Dorrance Armstrong. Dorrance Armstrong's had decent sack seasons in the NFL. He only had 5 in Washington last year, but the 2 previous years in Dallas, he had 8.5 and 7.5. And then let's not forget, like, Dorrance Armstrong had 3.5 sacks, a forced fumble, and 5 TFLs in 3 playoff games. He really played well and was a factor in those 3 playoff games. So that would be, if they don't add anybody else, that would be my guess. I'm hoping it's Deron Payne, though. I'm hoping it's Deron Payne.
Sure. I'm gonna revise my answer to your Dorrance Armstrong one. That is correct. I blanked on that one for a second. Yeah, I've even mentioned that before. But the way he finished the end of the year, you know, it felt like somebody who was, you know, starting this, because he was going up a step in terms of his role with Washington. And so, you know, maybe it took a minute for that to all kind of work out. But you're right, the closing stretch was pretty good. And it's not like he had some good sack numbers at Dallas. So, yes, I'm going to steal yours and go with Armstrong.
All right, let's try not to steal each other's with this next one. Kidding. If they don't add anybody, who leads the team in rushing next year?
Well, I mean, it's way too early to go out on a massive limb here with anybody beyond Brian Robinson. I feel like as long as he's here, you know, he's going to get the bulk of the work.
Yeah, but don't forget, you've got the quarterback still in the conversation. He led the team in rushing last year.
That's true. I'll still say Brian Robinson. I think obviously Jaden Daniels running is a good weapon, but adding the offensive linemen like they did, I think part of that is to, have him not feel like he has to constantly get out on the move. And there were definitely some games late last season where it felt like he's like, okay, I guess I have to put this offense on my shoulders and get going. But yeah, I mean, obviously Jaden Daniels would have to be there, but I guess maybe I'm just too old school, but give me the lead running back. Like I said, my question is just, is there a point where they think we'd rather have somebody on the field who's more of a three down, threat, can kind of do everything. And Robinson has not shown the ability to do that yet. I mean, he's been okay as a pass catcher and okay as a blocker, but it's not like they utilized him much last year in that way. And would they possibly shift into a different direction? But at the moment, that different direction would be a seventh round pick who didn't play in college last year. So I can't. That's way too much of a limb to go out on at this point. Austin Eckler is and Jeremy McNichols have solid roles, but less is more in those cases. So I'd go Robinson until further notice, but certainly Jaden would be, you can't ignore that one.
Yeah, I think it'll be Jaden at this point if they didn't add another back, because I think the rest of it'll be by committee, whether it's Robinson Jr. and Rodriguez and Eckler, and by the way, Debo getting carries as well. I think that the total carry, like last year, I was looking at this over the weekend. Brian Robinson Jr. still led the team in carries, even though he missed three regular season games and missed part of another. So it was like 13 and a half games, I think, total that he played. But I it wouldn't surprise me if those carries are spread out among, Eckler more. First of all, Eckler missed a bunch of games that he would have had a lot more carries, and his health and Brian Robinson Jr.'s health is in question going in. I think, I'm still hoping there's a chance with Rodriguez, and I think Debo's kind of an X factor there. How many carries does Debo get as a true running back in the backfield? That's got to be part of the plan with him. So I'll go Jaden on that. Last one for you. What's the worst case with Terry, and what's the best case? The best case is obvious, right? They sign him to a contract extension that isn't top three, but it's more like top six, top five, top six, and it gets done before camp. I mean, is there a better best case?
No, not
okay.
Not that I can see.
All right. So, what's the worst case?
Well, I mean, I can't see a scenario where he doesn't play this year. But it could. If the discussions get truly contentious, like we discussed the other day, one thing that would seem to be a pop. If the Washington wanted to, poke some holes in giving Terry whatever Terry might want, it would be possibly that, he's going to be 30 this year, which is, not old in real world, but in NFL world, it's getting up there. And, he would be, other than like Tyreek Hill, would be one of the, he'd be like the second oldest player getting, big money at that spot. So if the conversations go very sideways there, maybe he's like, yep, screw it. I'm just going to, wait it out the year. I'm pretty durable. I'm going to wait it out, hit free agency next year, and see where we're at. I guess that would be a problem. And I do, maintain that what I'm really intrigued to see this year is, again, for all the talk about culture and, all the good vibes from last year, locker rooms change every year. You have, it's not static. And they brought in, Marshon Lattimore. We talked about that situation, Tunsil. Seems like a fine guy, but like Houston apparently wanted to break up the chemistry of their offensive line room, and they moved out their number one guy. So that may say something. And, just some other new pieces. So, you now throw in a Terry contract, situation that doesn't get resolved. Again, if you're the other guys in the locker room, you got to be a little going, wait a minute, you're not paying him? Like, what's going on here? So I think that would be sort of the worst case scenario if this thing really escalates. I never try to assume anything when it comes to these things, but at the same time, I try not to, you know, we see way too many times a situation seems like it's never going to resolve itself, and then shockingly, they get a deal done. So, you know, until we get to close to training camp, I'm not going to freak out about it. But, yeah, those would be the worst-case scenarios.
Yeah, the worst case to me isn't that he gets moved or he holds out. It's that he plays 2025 on the final year of his deal and tries to make it to free agency. Of course, the franchise tag would be an option. By the way, I was going to let you go, but real quickly, I just saw that you tweeted something out yesterday or maybe 2 days ago. The Tatum Bell, longtime running back in Denver and various other places. His son is a three-star recruit committed to UNLV, and it reminded you, and it would have reminded me as well, had I seen this story, that Tatum Bell was the player that Denver used Washington's second-round pick as part of the Clinton Portis Champ Bailey deal to select. That is still, to me, I'm not saying that we didn't see signs of incompetence before the offseason of 2004, but I'll never forget just saying, why would Washington be giving up the second round pick? It's the other way around. When you draft corner for running back, the team that's trading the running back gets the additional compensation, not vice versa. And it was one of those first kind of realizations, God, these people really don't know what they're doing. And Mike told me many years later, oh my God, they just asked for it, figuring that Washington would say no, and they said yes. They couldn't believe it. He said, because he said exactly right. They were expecting that they were going to have to give up more than just Clinton Portis to get Champ Bailey, but they ended up getting more. Now, Tatum Bell, just another one of those long line of, you know, night two, day three picks that ended up running fairly well for a couple of years in the Shanahan scheme. But anyway, yeah, that was my memory. Yeah. I'll never forget thinking, no, lockdown corners are the value here in the trade, not a running back. As great as Clinton was, you don't end up giving up Clinton and giving up Champ in a second round pick for a running back, even back then.
Right.
But they did.
No, for sure. For sure. The value seemed obvious. And then the fact that they made the trade, like, don't we see this as being obvious? But who can say? By the way, just as you were saying all that, I've noticed online that Laramie Tunsil, the team is taking photos today for media day, and Laramie Tunsil is there doing that. So we can, I guess, check that box that he's at.
Is Marshawn Lattimore there taking photos?
I wasn't scrolling through. I haven't seen yet, but maybe the social media team will tweet something out about him.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Thanks as always.
Awesome. Yeah, man. See ya.
Ben Standig. Everybody, when we come back, something that I missed when I was out the week before last was PFF's rankings of the quarterbacks heading into 2025. Where was Jaden on that list? We'll talk about it next. Kevin Sheehan Show. The Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app. You can download the Odyssey app and listen to us wherever and whenever you want. And you can also watch the show now on our YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button and hit the like button. That's good for us.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I mean, I've never been the type of individual that I could say looks for fame. You know, I'm a very introverted individual. So I just go out there and live my life. I live it. I don't really go too many places. I didn't before that, so I don't think that's going to change for me either.
Jaden Daniels, everybody. So, you know, Pro Football Focus prior to each season, you know, puts together its rankings of each position group, typically in May into early June. We talked a little bit last week about the wide receiver list that they had put together, where Terry was in tier 3, ranked number 10 overall. What I missed last week, and we didn't talk about it last week, but I want to talk about it right now, is the quarterback list that they put together. There, of course, number one for me was an interest level in where Jaden ranked, because I think he's certainly in the conversation of top five quarterbacks right now. I think he's in that elite category, maybe at the tail end of it, but top five is totally the conversation he is in right now. And he wasn't in PFF's top five. The other thing was, I was curious to see where they had Mahomes. You know, Mahomes coming off a real ordinary season for him. Would he still be, you know, kind of at the top of the list? I mean, in recent off seasons, it's been like Mahomes, and then we start to count, you know, who's number two through three or four. So the PFF rankings of the quarterbacks, all 32 projected starters ahead of the upcoming 2025 season, starts with Patrick Mahomes in what the PFF guys call tier one. Tier one is described as elite quarterbacks. Number one overall, Mahomes. They write, Mahomes still holds the top spot, but the margin has never been slimmer. His passing grade over the past two seasons sits at 86.0. That's a PFF number. A strong number, but a step below the elite level we saw from 2018 through 2022. The supporting cast hasn't always helped, particularly at receiver, but it's fair to say his otherworldly level of play we saw from 2018 to 22 is starting to get further and further away in the rearview mirror. That said, no one blends poise, playmaking, and postseason performance like Mahomes, which is why he remains at number one entering 2025, even if the field is closer than ever. I agree with that. I still, in my own rankings, would put Mahomes number one. And I think it's that last part. It's like poise, playmaking. Playmaking in the biggest moments of games. I don't think you can rely on anybody like you can rely on Patrick Mahomes in those spots. Number two on this list is Joe Burrow. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with Burrow. I think I would put Josh Allen at number two, but I don't have a problem with Burrow at number two. Number three on this list is Lamar Jackson. This is the first part where I think I'd have Burrow and Allen ahead of Jackson. And the reason, simply put, is Jackson's postseason play. It's just not been good enough. His regular season play, you could argue number one, but if we're talking about everything blended together, I think I'd have him fourth. But they have Jackson three and Josh Allen four. Keep in mind, too, like last year, he, without Diggs, without Gabe Davis, I mean, he didn't miss a beat. It was his best overall season, his first MVP season. And then that completes what they call their tier one of elite level quarterbacks. Tier two, they call high-end starters. And there are four quarterbacks in this category. Starting with, at number five overall, Jalen Hurts. I like Jalen Hurts. I've been a Jalen Hurts fan. I think Jalen Hurts delivers when it has mattered the most in the biggest games, for sure. But there's no way I would have Jalen Hurts ahead of Jaden Daniels. Right now, I can't imagine that Philadelphia wouldn't trade Hurts for Daniels straight up right now. Anyway, what they write about Jalen Hurts at number five overall. Jalen Hurts' 2024 campaign, capped by an impressive Super Bowl run, was a return to form after a turbulent 2023 season. A year earlier, Hurts too often pressed in high-leverage moments and struggled under pressure, but he flipped the script this past season, showing poise and control even when things broke down around him. After a slow start, he found his rhythm and delivered when it mattered most. He did. He's done that. Over the past three seasons, his 91.5 overall grade ranks fifth among all quarterbacks. And then at number six, Jaden Daniels. They write, perhaps we're crowning Daniels a bit too early, as plenty of quarterbacks have had standout rookie seasons, only to regress in year two. But what separates Daniels is his poise under pressure and in clutch moments late in the year. His rookie campaign was arguably the best we've ever seen, with his 90.6 overall grade marking the highest ever recorded by PFF for a rookie quarterback. So far, I mean, I don't have any issue, real big issue. I mean, I think I'd have Josh Allen higher than four, and maybe he'd be three or two with Burrow, and then I'd probably have Lamar at four, and then I'd have Jaden at five ahead of Hurts. I mean, again, if you're starting, let's just say a three-year stretch, for the next 3 years, you've got a choice. After Allen, Burrow, Jackson, and Mahomes are gone, can't imagine you're not selecting Jaden ahead of Hurts, ahead of Matthew Stafford, who was seven after Jaden Daniels, ahead of Justin Herbert, who came in eight after Stafford. That completed tier two. Who's missing from that level? Jared Goff is nine. Geno Smith is 10. Brock Purdy, 11. Jordan Love's is at 12, Baker Mayfield 13, C.J. Stroud at 14. He was 10 a year ago after his rookie year. Kyler Murray 15, Trevor Lawrence 16. He's the one that could climb, I think. Prescott at 17, Tua at 18, Bo Nix 19, Bryce Young 20, J.J. McCarthy, who hasn't taken a regular season snap yet, at 21. They've got Drake May at 22, Penix Jr. at 23, Caleb Williams at 24. How about that stretch, right? J.J. McCarthy, Drake May, Michael Penix Jr., and Caleb Williams are your quarterbacks 21 through 24, and the highest ranked of those hasn't played a down. Bo Nix two spots ahead of him. Cam Ward comes in 25, hasn't taken a snap. Sam Darnold, 26. Russell Wilson, 27. Justin Fields, 28. Joe Flacco, 29. Anthony Richardson, 30. Mason Rudolph, 31. And Tyler Shook, expected to be, potentially, the starter in New Orleans, 32. So, yeah, I think Jaden should be 5. And to be honest with you, I'd have 5 elite tier 1 quarterbacks, and I'd have Jaden at the back end of that. What do you say? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Is the PFF ranking of Jaden Daniels as the 6th best quarterback in the NFL entering the 2025 season, is that the right spot for him? Maybe some of you think he shouldn't be that high after 1 year. I think he should be 5. I think it should be included in the elite category. I think the only 4, obviously, that anybody in this league, if you were running a team, that you would take in front of him, and there are even some debates there, Mahomes, Burrow, Jackson, Allen. After that, I'm sorry, there's nobody else of the projected 32 starters that if you were looking at a short window, long-term window, medium-term window, that you'd take in front of Jaden Daniels, including Jalen Hurts. 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 and the team980.com.
All right, the DC Defenders have won the XFL Conference Championship. They will play the Panthers, the Michigan Panthers, on Sunday. The Oklahoma City Thunder show off their depth of the commanding 123-107 lead over the Indiana Pacers to even the series. The Thunder had 5 players to score 15 or more points. Nick Chubb is signing a 1-year deal with the Houston Texans to team up with C.J. Stroud and Joe Mixon. The Packers are releasing 2-time Pro Bowl cornerback Jair Alexander, and the Bengals are releasing veteran linebacker Jermaine Pratt. Carlos Alcaraz defeated Yannick Sinner in an epic French Open final that lasted 5.5 hours, the longest since 1982, and the Nats, they fall 4-2 to the Rangers. They are off tonight. They'll take on the Mets tomorrow on 106.7 The Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Phone lines are open at 301-230-0980. PFF ranked Jaden Daniels the sixth best quarterback in the NFL last week or 2 weeks ago, something like that. Called him in the category of high-end starter, not elite. He's behind Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Jalen Hurts. Is that fair? Is that a fair spot for Jaden? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I know it's kind of crazy that we're talking about this after 1 year. We've been grappling with that, you know, in this conversation now for, you know, how many months? I mean, if we go back really 8 months, you know, sometime in November of last year, it started to become apparent that not only had they gotten it right, they had hit a home run by drafting Jaden Daniels. This guy was winning games, strapping a team as a rookie quarterback to his back, you know, overcoming the lack of, you know, consistent defense, consistent run-stopping ability, consistent running game on their own, a roster that was, you know, fair to Midland, let's just say, around him, and yet they were able to win 12 games, many of them in walk-off or near walk-off fashion because of his play, and then win two impressive playoff games on the road before succumbing to a great team last year in the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC title game. I personally, you know, have felt for months now, going back to certainly early November, there isn't anybody other than a couple of dudes that you'd put in front of him. And I think they got the right list: Mahomes, Burrow, Jackson, Allen, whatever order you want to put him in. But that's it for me. After that, it's Jaden. And Jaden's elite. He played at an elite level last year. I like Jalen Hurts. I'm a Jalen Hurts fan, and I have been since he started to play coming into the league. I think he's clutch. Big-time moments, he delivers. He's not Jaden Daniels. As a runner, as a thrower, as a playmaker, and Jaden has what appears to be the same clutch gene that Jalen Hurts has. I wouldn't have Jalen anywhere near the top five, personally. I'd still, personally, if I were starting a team for, say, the next 2 to 3 years, it's not, you know, I want to take kind of age out of it because I want to just talk about the best quarterbacks now. I think I'd still have Stafford instead of Hurts. I think I'd still have Herbert, and I know Herbert is not delivered in the clutch moments like Jalen has. That's true. I'm still enamored with Jordan Love's talent. You know, probably that's the list of guys that I might have in front of Hurts. But anyway, 301-230-0980 if you want to weigh in. We've got an open line. Is number six fair for Jaden Daniels in the PFF rankings? I say he should be at five. Max, what do you think?
I'm in agreement that he should be five. I've been doing this since the end of last year. I mean, it's very easy for me. Like, it's the top four, and then it's him, like you said. Yes, Jalen Hurts has done the clutch things in the playoffs, but at the same time, that team around him has lifted him to greater heights. And I think he is doing that on the backs of his teammates. Jaden Daniels is lifting his teammates up on his own. So that's, I got to put Jaden at five ahead of Jalen Hurts. And I, like, much like you, I don't know if this is if my view of Jalen Hurts is skewed because I'm a Commanders fan, or if I think of Jalen Hurts in the right light, because he should be somewhere around nine or 10. I think he should be under Herbert and Stafford, ahead of Goff on this list. So put him at the eighth slot, but 5 just seems and feels way too high. I feel like that's coming off of a Super Bowl. I feel like that's why he's where he is.
There are a couple. I mean, like, I love Mahomes. I love Burrow. I love Lamar. I like Josh. Like, I love all those guys. I think, you know, you could make a case that you'd want Jaden in front of Joe Burrow because of the injury factor. Lamar Jackson, he's missed games, has not played well in the postseason. I think those two guys, you could make a case for Jaden in front of either one of those two.
See?
All right, let's get to the phone lines. 301-230-0980. PFF's rankings of the NFL's projected 32 starting quarterbacks entering 2025 has Jaden Daniels at number 6 behind Mahomes, Burrow, Jackson, Allen, and Hurts. Robert in Annapolis, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. You know, sure. Bill Parcells once used that expression with Tony Romo, let's hold off on the anointing oils, which is essentially what you've done with Daniels. He certainly appears to be someone who's going to rise to the top or near the top, but you can't conclude that at this point in time. So, you know, I think it's a fair spot. Certainly Mahomes is number one. He's claimed that spot. And then you got the next four, Lamar, Allen, Burrow, those three. You can kind of debate the order you want to put those in. I certainly put Hurts after them because of what he's accomplished. But that's the thing when you're rating quarterbacks. Are you rating them for what they've done, not for their whole career necessarily, but at least for the past 3, 4, 5 years, or what's ahead? Because if you're going to project ahead, then you arguably could put Daniels up maybe at the top. And you said they would trade him Hurts, the Eagles would trade Hurts for Daniels. They very well might, but a lot of that has to do with the financial ramifications for the next 2 or 3 years.
Let's just say that they had comparable contract situations. Is there any doubt that if you were a team and you got to choose between Daniels and Hurts right now, would you really think that's a debate?
I understand why you feel the way you feel because of what you saw. And you hate to do the schedule thing, but my Lord, you beat closely one out of several games against bad teams with bad quarterbacks. Let's see what happens. Now they have a tougher schedule against better quarterbacks. You know, that's the way it works. Aaron Rodgers was
played pretty well against Philly. Played pretty well against.
I got all that.
Against Tampa and Detroit in the postseason.
With half their defense missing, and the game they beat the Eagles in, Hurts wasn't in that game for the most part.
That's true.
But let's see how it pans out.
He was gone after the first quarter.
Doesn't play defense.
Okay.
He doesn't play defense, though, and Washington turned the ball over 5 times and still scored 36 points.
Okay.
Thank you, Robert.
I'm not trying.
Yeah, thank you, as always. I want to get to a couple of more in here before we have to roll for the day. Billy and Chantilly, go ahead.
Kevin, I believe I was the first one to say this out loud. I'll say it again out loud. It's the time for the Baltimore fans to evaluate whether or not the Lamar Jackson replacement of Flacco was the right move. I mean, it's time to start talking about that from a Baltimore fan perspective.
Lamar Jackson's a multi-time MVP.
I don't care. How many Super Bowls do you have? Zero.
You should. And I loved Flacco and always felt like he was a bit underrated and a tremendous clutch quarterback in the postseason. But come on. The Ravens did not make a mistake moving on from Flacco and having Lamar Jackson be their starting quarterback.
To our friends in Baltimore, you'd have 3 more parades had they kept Flacco as quarterback.
True.
3 more parades. Look, Jaden Daniels is number one. I don't care about anybody else. I don't care what anybody says. This guy is the best rookie quarterback and going to be the second best quarterback probably in the history of the league. Okay, so what we're looking at here in the future, if they can keep him healthy, if Peters is able to get him a line that keeps him upright, we get a little bit of a running game, and if we get any deep, and by the way, I'm not sure that getting rid of Jeremy Chinn was the best move from a cultural perspective. Obviously, we'll find that out as the year progresses. We get half a defense, a decent line, and a decent running game. We'll probably win 6 Super Bowls with Jaden.
Six Super Bowls. Flacco would have won three more. He's already the best quarterback in the game. It's a good thing you're not prone to hyperbole. Good to have you again, Billy. Let's go to Bobby in North Carolina. Bobby, go ahead.
Hey, Kev. I got him ahead of Hurts, which makes him a top five quarterback, and I think that's pretty doggone good, buddy, the second year quarterback. We got a top fiver. So he's better than Hurts to me by far. But everything else is probably pretty much in line right now. But he's definitely, if he has a year, maybe what we think he might have, he can maybe be number two, number three in the league. We can win, but it's all about defense. I've been preaching the whole offseason. We'll have enough offense to, move the scoreboard a lot every single Sunday, but it's all about the defense, brother. Can we get off the field?
Thanks, Bobby. Appreciate it. Hit him straight. Samaj. Samaj, go ahead. Samaj, you there?
Yes.
Go ahead, man. You're on.
What's up? How you doing, Coach?
I'm good.
Thanks for taking my call, as always, sir. Hey, man, I'm pretty solid with the list. I think it's pretty much semantics, flip-flopping any of them, including Mahomes as of last year, just last year alone. I think you could flip any one of them, one through five, including Jaden at five, in that order, flip them around. But one thing I do want to point out to you, just my personal opinion, I think you're looking at Jaden just a little bit too much through the Berg and Gold lens. That dude is spectacular, and I think what you're not giving enough credit for is that major intangible elephant in the room, which is his leadership. I don't think they would have accomplished half of what they've accomplished with not much any of the five quarterbacks in combination with that head coach. I think that team really, really focuses around Jalen, and I think that Super Bowl and the focus to obtain it, that championship, getting that chip, was mostly on his strength and his leadership. I just really believe that. That dude, I mean, from his days at Alabama all the way to now, his leadership
is something else. He's beloved there. He's beloved there, there's no doubt. Samaj, I got to roll, man. Thanks for the call. I'm up against it.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Hey, if you need new windows, please give Window Nation a call at 866-90-NATION. Go to windownation.com. You can do that too. Mention my name. They're going to come out and give you a free estimate. They'll be in and out of your home in an hour or less. You'll actually find out which windows need to be replaced. If you move forward with Window Nation right now, you're getting access to their semi-annual sale, which is a four free windows with every four purchased opportunity, a free exit door when you purchase a house full of windows, and you don't have to pay anything for two full years. No money down, no payments, no interest charged, and you'll start paying for these windows in the year 2027, all the while saving big on heating bills and air conditioning bills. Their windows come with a lifetime warranty. You've got nothing to lose. Window Nation's buy four, get four free. Don't pay anything until the year 2027 and get a free exterior door when you purchase a house full of windows. 866-90-NATION, windownation.com. All right, we're done for the day. Chris is up next.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.